chemical petrochemical mining, gas compression, and many other types of paint and manufacturing facilities can be very dangerous places to work due to the presence of risk due to fire, explosion, tank overflow, gas release, or chemical exposure. The only way to eliminate this risk is to not build or operate these type of plant. But that's not practical. These plants produce material that are useful, necessary, and important in our every lives. The safety instrumenting system of SIs represent an additional layer of protection above the first three layers discussed previously. This layer should provide at least a tenfold decrease in the risk of the operation. This decrease can be called a risk reduction factor of equal to or greater than 10. So, as we have seen, the many levels of protection are required to reduce the risk of an operation to a tolerable risk level. The level of tolerable risk must be determined by each individual company, but there are benchmarks for many industries, such as chemical, oil and gas, food and beverage, and others. So now, let's answer what a safety instrumenting system is. A safety instrumenting system is comprised of sensors, logic servers, and final control elements for the single purpose of taking the process to a safe state when predetermined conditions are violated. This means that the safety instrumenting system or SIS is a separate set of devices from the basic process control system.